Well, shit, El Bina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Completion of the first phase of the Gaza agreement after occupation's obstruction and final exchange. Government wins confidence vote with 95 in favor, 12 opposed, 4 abstentions and 17 absent. Salam, liberation, ending aggression, reconstruction, return of Syrian refugees and appointments. The political editor wrote. Preparations late last night and statements from both the Palestinian and Israeli sides confirmed that the first phase of the ceasefire agreement has entered its final days, with the completion of the agreed-upon prisoner exchanges as expected. This follows a deliberate obstruction by Benjamin Netanyahu's government, which had refused the release of 625 Palestinian detainees who were scheduled to regain their freedom last Saturday. Regionally, attention is drawn to Israel's escalating military operations inside Syrian territory following Netanyahu's announcement of his plan to establish a demilitarized security zone in the provinces of Sweida, Daraa, and Quneitra. This comes alongside plans to annex the Golan Heights and maintain a military presence on Mount Hermon. The latest Israeli operations included airstrikes in Al-Kiswa, south of Damascus, raids in Daraa, and multiple incursions into three targeted provinces. In Lebanon, Parliament concluded its session debating the ministerial statement of Prime Minister Nawaf Salam's government. Over 2 days and 4 sessions, 48 MPs delivered remarks either on behalf of parliamentary blocs or as independent voices. Last night, the confidence vote was held, with the government securing 95 votes in favour. 12 MPs, including those from the Free Patriotic Movement and MP Cynthia Zarzir, opposed the motion, while 4 abstained and 17 were absent. With this strong mandate, the government officially begins its full-term governance today. During last night's session, Prime Minister Nawaf Salam responded to MPs' comments and outlined the government's key priorities. He emphasized the need to restore proper governance dynamics, stating, quote, "It's time to return the sound practice of the system, with a majority supporting the government and a minority in opposition. We are ready to participate in accountability sessions and welcome constructive criticism," unquote. Reading the government's priorities, he affirmed, quote, "We are committed to working towards the liberation of Lebanese territory from the Israeli enemy and will continue mobilizing Arab and international support to compel Israel to cease its violations of Lebanese sovereignty. Since the formation of this government, we have launched a broad diplomatic campaign to secure backing for Israel's withdrawal from our lands and implementation of Resolution 1701. Our ministerial statement reaffirms Lebanon's right to self-defense in the event of an attack," unquote. He added, quote, "Within a few weeks, we will complete key appointments with qualified individuals and proceed with the adoption of decentralization and the formation of a national commission to abolish political sectarianism," unquote. He further stated, quote, "We will engage in serious dialogue with Syrian authorities and reaffirm our commitment to ensuring the return of Syrian refugees to their homeland," unquote.